And we should be happy that we live in a country where we all are free. Well, there's this little boy in the back. I won't say his name's Dusty, but he's four. He come running from the back. He put his hands on his hip, went right to that teacher and said, "I'm not free, I'm four." You know what, folks? We are free. We are free. We are blessed. As it was read by Tim 240 years ago, we got freedom from Britain. We're known across the earth as the free nation, as the place where people want to live. Now, sometimes we don't agree with our government, but we're still free. What does the word free mean? What does the word freedom mean? What's it mean? Somebody tell me.
Without restraint.
Without restraint. Anybody else? That's a good answer. Without restraint. Free. So, on July 4th, in fact, yesterday, fireworks were going off. Tonight, probably, and some July. There's where it goes, the fireworks. As I was thinking about this yesterday afternoon when Michael called me, do we really thank God for our freedom? He's the one that's in control. Have we got down on our knees and said, "Thank you, Lord"? We look at the fireworks. We think they're pretty. I'm colorblind, so I don't see a lot of it. I really don't. But life goes on. Life goes on. You know, for us to be free through all these years, there's been wars. The Bible says war, rumors of wars. Well, there has been. And the United States has been in them. And in this room, we have men that have served. Stand. If you served in the military, stand up right now. In the United States and across the world, there's more military people serving for us to be free. United States is known as the land of the free and home of the brave. Home of the brave. Some gave all. There's a pickup truck that drives up and down the streets in Danville. It's right on his tailgate. Sharing that. Do we as Americans take time to thank a veteran? You know, went out to the VA a couple weeks ago, and while I was sitting there, a guy come sat down beside me. And we started talking. And he was a veteran from Vietnam, but he has also been captured for 19 months. And he was talking about the day the military broke in where he was and where he was set free. There was never such an awesome feeling in him. He lost a lot of weight, but they didn't forget him. And he said them 19 months was pure hell. Pure hell. Didn't know if he's going to make it or not. But he did make it. And he tells people about that. What does the Bible say about being free? In John 8:36, you don't have to look it up because I wrote this one down. "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Son sets you free. That means the Son of God. If he sets you free, that is the truth right there. But sometimes we don't set ourselves free. Sometimes we carry baggage. We won't let it go. But Jesus says, you are free. Come unto me, you are the heavy laden. Bring it to me. I'll help you get through it. You will. Now, things in our life happen that hurt us. Sometimes we don't forget it, but God gets us through it. Come unto me. If Jesus sets you free, you're free. But you have to accept it. You have to receive it. And thank him. Say, thank you, Lord. Now, let's look at 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Spirit of the Lord's in this sanctuary tonight, today. It's here. God's word says, two or more gather in my name, I'm there. The Spirit is here. Therefore, we are free. We are blessed. There are those in this world that can't worship Jesus. They're not free. But we are. The Spirit enters into it. It gives us the strength to get through it. Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Stand firm that you're a Christian. Tell that Satan to get behind you. But sometimes there's stuff that we say. We say, oh, I'm not good enough. God won't forgive me. Yeah, he will. But you got to believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Because he says, do not let yourself be burdened. You know, sometimes we get burdened. That means we're taking our eyes off Jesus. We're taking the eyes off his love, his guidance, his presence. Because he will be with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He will be your strength. But you got to talk to him. Got to let him know, because he's waiting. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, I will answer you. That's his word. Let's look at Matthew 6. Matthew 6:9-15. When we talk to him in prayer, that is communication with Jesus Christ. And here's what Jesus tells us. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we also forgiven our debtors. Whew. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now here comes the strong part. But if we forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive their sin, your Father will not forgive yours. Pretty strong words there. Sometimes somebody hurts us bad, and we carry that. That's a grudge. We're going to get back. Right there it says, if you want your prayers heard to the Father, you got to forgive. Sometimes you have to go to God and say, God, give me your strength. Give me your way, your will. Because right now I don't want to forgive him. He'll wait. But did you hear what he said? But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. That's pretty heavy. That's heavy. My gosh. As humans, We have the freedom of choice. You want that choice as humans? Heaven or hell. We have that choice. Let's look at Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47, starting there. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught up in all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. They sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad one away. This is how it would be at the end of age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus said. Yes, they replied. I'm asking you folks, do you understand what I just read? There is a heaven, there is a hell. And you read about hell, there's gnashing of teeth, and it's going to be a terrible time. Heaven, it's going to be beautiful. Joe's in heaven. Amen. There is a heaven, but also there is a hell. And if we don't forgive men that sinned against us, and God won't forgive our sins, where do you think we're headed? Nobody wants to go to hell. I heard a country song the other day. It says, everybody wants to go to heaven, but they don't want to die to do it. They don't want to die to do it. Well, do you realize that 55 million people die each year? And I wonder how many of them are Christians. They didn't have that. I'd like to know that. How many were Christian? Because heaven is going to be beautiful. I believe without a doubt we'll be able to see our loved ones there. My mom, my dad, my uncle, he was in World War II. He was a tail gunner. And they got shot down. He got captured. And to the day he died, he never told us what took place. But it was always up here. And one day we went to visit Grandma, who was in the hospital, his mom and my dad's mom. She had fell and broke her hip. And we was in the elevator. As we're going up, the elevator got stuck. You could hear the noise. You could smell burning rubber. And Dad come to my brother and I and said, go stand by your Uncle Bill. Uncle Bill was in a corner, pressed, just shaking. Go stand by him in case something happens. We were there for quite a while. Finally, they got us up and they got the door open, but we still had to step up. Bam! He's gone. There was no Uncle Bill. We didn't have a chance. He went and jumped up there. He had to get out of there. That, folks, is what we should do with sin in our life. Get rid of it. Tell Satan, get behind you. We're Christians. You've been baptized? You're a Christian. You accepted Jesus Christ? You're a Christian. Be proud that you're a Christian. There was this 5-year-old boy. He lived in Florida. True story. And his dad owned a business. And his dad had to let some people go because of the economy. One guy took offense to it. One guy. And he went and kidnapped that little boy. True story. took him to the Everglades, stabbed him, and then shot him, and left him there to die. But he didn't die. Somebody found him. 22 years later, he heard of this guy in a nursing home, and he went and visited him. It was the guy that had stabbed him and shot him. It was him. And he walked into that room, and then in them 22 years, he had become a Christian. But he'd carried that hurt all them years. And when he had seen that guy laying in the bed, he went up there, got down on his knees, grabbed his hand, said, "I forgive you. I forgive you." And then prayed for him. That's what we ought to be doing. Because by him doing that, it released all that stuff going through his head. He did what the scripture said. He prayed for that guy. He forgave him. That'd be rough to do. That would be totally rough to do. But that's what God wants. You know, folks, I'm going to read it. I know it by heart, but I'm going to read it to you. It is my favorite scripture, Revelation 22:12. In fact, I love it so much that I put it on Mom and Dad's gravestone. Jesus is talking. "Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done." Think about it. What have you done? What have you done? Have you spread the word? Have you told anybody about it? I believe that ministers and Sunday school teachers are going to be held more accountable. We got to put the truth out. But as Christians, Jesus says, what you have done, he will bring his reward. His reward is heaven. Heaven. And it's waiting on us. We do not know the day, the hour, minute, second, that we won't be here. We don't know. If we're carrying any baggage or somebody's hurt you, done something to you, do like that little boy did that was 27 years old later. Forgive him. God will forgive you. And we need that. We need God's forgiveness. We need him in our life. And he will bless us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank your love and grace. Thank you that you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And Lord, that you love us so much that you will forgive us. But we need to come to you. It's always, Lord, we do our part first, and you always do yours. That is the truth. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen.